Your thoughts on the game first and foremost, Roy?
My feelings are that we played in second and third gear, floating from second to third, back to second again, right the way through the game. I don't feel that we consistently showed the tempo that we've been showing in recent games. And to be honest, I mean, without that tempo, we do tend to fire on three cylinders rather than four or five. I thought they were organised. I didn't honestly and truthfully think they were that good a team, to be honest. I think the position in the league basically sums up, you know, their qualities. But saying that, you know, they've got a decision off the referee. He says it's a penalty, although the kid's come down on Matty Turner's foot. And what we haven't done, and this has really disappointed me, is we haven't reacted to a great save by Grant, and they've had three players running in. So where were our defenders? And I have got a problem with that.
Well, I mean, you mentioned that we were at second and third gear throughout the game. I mean, it's something that ordinarily we don't have a problem with. What do you think was the reason behind that today? Because we're already in the playoffs. We know, regardless of whoever we're going to play, we're going to have to beat. Would it be fair to suggest some of the players might have taken the foot off the gas today, think we're already there? Or do you just say it was down to a bad day at the office?
I say it was a little bit of a mixture of both. You know, when you know what you've got to do to get a certain outcome, then you pull out all the stops. If you're already there and basically just trying to nick, you know, a spot or two, then maybe you don't put in the 100%, you put in the 95%. And as we found out throughout the season, we scored a lot of goals in the last 15 minutes. And the last 15 minutes have give us a lot of possession and a lot of command as regards goal scoring and game winning opportunities. And that's because we've done the hard work, you know, early doors throughout the season. And that's what we've got to apply right the way through. At the end, you know, you can't pick and choose when you play. You can't pick and choose when you work. It's whistle blows and off you go.
Yeah, I mean, you made some switches today. Were they with the playoffs in mind, or did you just rotate in the squad because you brought in the players that you thought could do the job?
Mm-hmm. Well, on Saturday, it was a really, really hot day. And surprisingly, the likes of Jake Cottrell, you know, they were blowing so hard, you know, on the coach home. And, you know, someone like Jake, who put so much effort in and what have you, maybe we rely on his industriousness, you know, a little bit too much too often. And is it not fair on the lad that, you know, that he can have a little break? But what I'd say is that when, you know, our more regular players get these breaks, then the other ones who have the opportunity to then shine, you know, need to put the shirt on and grab it with both hands.